Part 2. Short Dialogues.
1. This cake is delicious. How did you make it, Amy?
It was easy, Ken. All I did was mix the dry ingredients together, added a little milk, butter, and water, then baked it in the oven for 30 minutes.
2.
What does the recipe book say about making the Japanese-style green salad, Bob?
Let me check. It seems easy enough. Chop the vegetables, toss the lettuce, radish, and baby tomatoes together in a bowl, and then add the... Wait a minute, Nancy, you didn't tell me there was raw fish in this salad. 3. Where can I find the slices of meat we bought at the butcher?
They should be at the back of the refrigerator, behind the cheese, and the hamburger meat that I ground earlier.
4. Nancy, how should I cook the chicken? Should I fry it or grill it?
It's up to you, Ken, but if you want to eat healthy, it would be better if you took the skin off and boiled it instead.
5.
How do you make scrambled eggs?
Crack open some eggs and pour them into the frying pan. Hold the pan over the burner and keep stirring until the eggs are cooked and scrambled.
6.
What's the best way to cook a Christmas turkey?
Well, of course, the best way is to roast it. Use a lot of seasoning and cook it at a low temperature. That way, the turkey will keep its flavor.
7.
There's a great new Mexican restaurant that's just opened up. Won't you join me for dinner, Bob?
I'd like to, but actually I'm a vegetarian, and my diet doesn't include any meat. And anyway, I can't eat spicy food. It's difficult for me to digest.
8.
Hey, Bob, can you serve soup a week after it's been cooked?
I don't think so. Though my mother used to put soup into the freezer and then defrost it later in the microwave. It still tastes okay, and I don't think it loses any nutrition.
9.
My brother went fishing and brought me back some fish, but I don't know how to cook them.
If you want to fillet them, get a long knife and cut into the belly. Move the knife down along the fish's backbone. After that, they'll taste great broiled.
10.
Are you hungry, Bob? Now that I don't have to go to work today, I think I might have bacon, eggs, cereal, toast, and pancakes for breakfast.
Wow, Ken. For someone who's called in sick, you certainly have a healthy appetite.